As I came over here, I was trying to remember exactly how it came about, and I guess it was because I had created a geology podcast, The History of the Earth, in I think 2014. So at least I knew what a podcast was and knew how to do it. And I think talking to you about this concept, you probably asked me, could I do anything about Butte history? And I said, well, I have all these articles and newspaper things and blog posts and whatever that I could probably turn into, short histories. And I think that's really how it came about.
So the articles that are Butte America's story are also very similar to the articles that are in the newspaper that people might be familiar with.
Yeah, I'm a great double dipper, triple dipper. They're in my blogs, they're in my book, they're in the newspaper articles, they're here, there, and everywhere.
Okay, yeah. What are some more memorable chapters of Butte history that you hope people will learn about maybe through your program?
Well, at this point, I'm all about the obscure but interesting. The famous people, Frank Little and Marcus Daly and William Clark, they've been done. They're filling books and books with information. But I really like the more obscure people. I remember one about Julia Coughlin, who was just a normal lady who lived on East Granite Street. And to me, the juxtaposition of her home, just 7 blocks away from the very upscale Ursula Largey family on West Broadway Street, was really wonderful. And when Julia Coughlin died, I think she was like 51. She'd been a widow for like 40 years or something like that. And she had a confectionery, a candy store, and also taught school. And had like 6 children or whatever. And the amazingness of that woman is one thing that certainly sticks in my mind in terms of the Butte people.
One of my personal favorites in terms of your approach for making that show is like you take this often repeated myth and then at the top of your show, repeat the lie and then dissect it and explain why it wasn't true.
That's true. I mean, I'm right or wrong or good or bad, at least. I've become the great debunker of Butte mythology. And it's because I have no memory. I'm not from Butte. So being an outsider who loves research and believes facts, it's something to aspire to, I think, is to get the truth. We have great stories. Some of them are wonderful, but we have great stories without making things up, too.